It doesn't matter if you have a large book collection and practically your own home library, or if you simply have a few favorites at your house. They all deserve to be organized.
Are you dreaming of an orderly and organized home with little to no clutter? A home that functions for the needs of your family, a schedule that feels manageable, and routines that reduce stress and overwhelm while making daily tasks easier? You are in the right place. Welcome to the Intentional Edit Podcast, where you will discover the tools you need to bring order to your home, simplify daily struggles, reduce clutter, and finally get organized. I'm Lauren. I'm here to assist you on the journey to simplicity so you can go from feeling like you're barely surviving to finally thriving. My passion is helping busy families eliminate clutter, get organized, and create intentional routines that streamline everything so they can be free from the never-ending cycle of overwhelm and have more time to spend together doing what they truly enjoy. Get ready for solutions to conquer the clutter, claim control with intentional systems and routines that simplify daily tasks and chores, get dinner on the table with meal planning strategies, stop feeling like you will never be caught up, and remove the overwhelming, unorganized parts of life to bring simplicity to your life and home. It's time to reduce the mess and stress less, say goodbye to the clutter, and hello to an orderly and organized home.
Today is all about books because I'm answering a question submitted by a listener. You can submit questions for me to answer on future episodes as well. All you have to do is go to intentionaledit.com and click on the record now button that pops up, and then it will prompt you how to leave a message with your question. It is very easy. You can share what you are struggling with, a problem that you are having. You can ask a question about organization or how to purge. What is the best way to work on a decluttering and organizing project? Systems you want to set up in your home. If you are lacking routines and wondering what to do, ask me those questions by going to intentionaledit.com, and I will answer the question that you leave by clicking on that record now button on a future episode. The question that was submitted today says, "What is the best way to organize books? I have a rather large collection. Let friends borrow them and reread some 4 and 5 times. Okay, that's pretty straightforward. The question is saying, what is the best way to organize books when you have a lot of them? And organizing books can be a kind of a topic that you can really debate about because there's a couple ways to do it. The trendy way is color coding, the rainbow order type of way to do it. And when you color code, that usually does mean rainbow order, although some people will do like from dark to light or center, make the center focus a color that they love and then kind of go out from there. It doesn't necessarily have to be in that rainbow order, but when you are color coding, you are separating out the books by the color of the outside. And that is the basic way to color code. If that's something you want to do and you love it and you are simply organizing for that aesthetic or a certain look and it involves color coding, then go for that. That sometimes that can be fun with children's books, and it helps them be able, when they're really young, to be able to put them back by color because they can match one color with the same color. Another way, a practical way to organize books, and this could be for a large or small collection, is alphabetically. When you're going to put them in alphabetical order by author, this is probably a typical way to organize them or a classic way to organize a book collection. It will make finding the books easy when you know the author's name, because you can always go to that section. If you like reading collections of books or one after another from a certain author, this is a great way to do this. When you don't remember what a book is called, but you remember the author, you can go to this section and you can find the book. It also makes finding books that are similar in topic easy because authors' books are going to be together. Another option for how we can organize books is you could simply put them by genre, and you can put them by genre and also combine the last method of organizing alphabetically by author, or you don't have to do that and just put them with their topic. All three ways that I've mentioned, those require sorting, but it's going to be a different kind of sorting. So one way, you're sorting by color and what they actually look like on the spine. Another way, you're sorting by alphabetical order. and the author's name. And then this way, when you are separating by genre, you would be sorting those out by the type and the category that they would go into, and separating and sorting and categorizing that way. If you have a lot of different types of books, this might be the best way to sort them, because you can decide what you are wanting to read, what desires you have. Are you looking for a self-help book? Are you looking for a fiction or a nonfiction? Are you looking for a mystery? Like, what are you in the mood for? And then you can go to that section and you can pick the books from there, and you can look at that large collection within that overall topic. You can browse the collection and you can find the book that you want to read, or you can also send someone specifically if they are looking to borrow a book from you. You can send them to a section and say, that, you know, this is what you're looking for, here's what I have, and they can see what you have and then borrow the book that way. If you are going to go with the alphabetical organization or the genre organization, you can always take that organization up another level and you can subcategorize that. This is like when you are putting each series in the way that you've organized it by genre, and then you're going to alphabetically organize by author. You can do that. You can also organize by the genre and then group the books together if they are a collection of books, or if there was a series in chronological order, you can put those together. You get to pick the strategy that you want to use when you're organizing your books, just like anything else in your house. And you get to decide, how specific do I want to get with subcategories or no subcategories? You get to choose based on what is going to work for you when you want to find them. Knowing where the books that you have decided are important to be something that stays in your home and takes up space, when you know where they are stored, that might help you make a decision about what type of organization is going to be best for your home. And it's probably going to look different than if you were in a different home with a different room and a different setup. So you might make a different decision if you have books on display, or you want to have these books on display. They're out in the open, everyone can see them. It's something that people that come over can see. If that's the way that you have a space available to you and where you want your books, that might be a different type of organization than if your books are tucked away in a closet or a bookshelf that's in a back bedroom or a place that's hard to get to and that's not out in the open. You might also have more than one way that you're going to be organizing your books. If you have a lot of books that are for pleasure and entertainment reading and you want those to be in a place that is more visibly available and for people to be able to borrow those books from you, that might be one way of sorting books, like alphabetically or by the type of book. You are going to put that like that. Or a small collection of books, even like cookbooks. If you have a few cookbooks, those might be in a different area because that makes sense to have those in the kitchen. If you have an open shelf, it might make sense to have them color-coded or organized by size from tallest to shortest, or the other way around, or have the tallest in the middle because you want these to look good visually. But if they're tucked away in a cabinet or on a shelf in a pantry, then the way that the organizing is, like the color coding, that probably isn't going to be as important to you. If you have the books that I just mentioned where they are more pleasure reading, entertainment type focus in one area, and then you have a lot of books for your job or business or that are on a more professional level, those books are probably not something that you are going to read at the same time that you would choose to read the books for leisure. So those might be in an office or near your desk or someplace different, and that's fine. All of your books don't have to be in the same place. If you have a small library area or designated spot in your home that is more like a library, so you want all of the books there, that's fine too. Again, you do you, and you do what works best for your home. The overall look and the function and how your brain is going to work when it is referencing these books, those are all things you want to take into consideration. Those are all important. And of course, you have to think, how is my home setup? What is the space available to me? And then we take all of those things that we just talked about, and you're going to organize for what is going to be best for your needs right now. If you're not going to reread a book and you don't lend out your books, don't forget about donating these things, passing them on. You can donate them to most stores where they take regular household items. You can also contact a local library and see if they are in need of books the type that you would be donating. When you are taking the time to sort and categorize, whether that's because of color coding, alphabetical by author, the genre, or some other way that you have come up with, if there are books in there that you have duplicates of, or that you don't particularly like anymore, or don't find useful, or don't want, make a pile that you can donate, because someone else will look for those type of books and really enjoy themselves. So that is another benefit of tackling a big project like this and going through your book collection. Don't forget to submit your questions for me to answer about home organizing, decluttering, setting up systems and routines in your home, meal planning, and anything that can make the day-to-day easier. I would love to help you and do a deep dive on a podcast episode where we dedicate the entire episode to the specific question that you submit. You can submit your question by going to intentionaledit.com and clicking on the record now button, and I will use what you submit and answer that question or help you come up with a solution for the struggle that you share on a future Tuesday episode of the Intentional Edit podcast. Thanks for being here. I'll meet you back here later in the week. Thank you for spending your time here on the Intentional Edit podcast. You have real dreams of getting organized, making big changes, and simplifying everything at home and in life. I want to encourage you to use what you learned today and take action by implementing the solutions that were shared. Starting is often the most difficult step to take, but I know you can reach your goals when you follow a proven plan. Your actions will be inspiring to everyone around you. If you found value in today's episode, be sure to follow the show on Apple Podcasts and leave a 5-star review. Your positive review helps others with the same struggles discover this podcast. I'm glad you're here and you are part of our community, where we encourage each other on this journey to a clutter-free, organized, and simplified home.